Welcome to the Texas Psychic Medium Radio Show. I'm so glad everybody is here. I had to get very, very close to my microphone and speak very soft and sweetly for some reason. Hello, Lynn. This is my radio voice.
I know.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm really not good now that I hear sadness in your voice.
Well.
Oh, there it is. Ding! Okay, changed it. Yay! Okay. Phew. Lynn, we are now connected.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a warning.
Let me just explain to people what's going on. Okay, Lynn?
Okay.
Do what?
Nothing. Okay. Proceed.
I'm going to explain to people how this... I'm going to explain to people how this works. When you are a psychic medium such as myself, in the ability that your entire livelihood is basically connecting into higher sources of frequencies, whether you're conscious to it or not, it happens. And so a lot of times when I'm about to do what I call my work, if I'm having to do my radio show, do a YouTube video, write a blog, do my online Ronum psychic work, or do my private personal sessions via phone or in person, when I do that kind of work, I am instantly connected in with people. And a lot of times, my energies will take on the energy of the other person because that's the only way I can go in and change the energy and do the work, is I basically have to become that person. So, Lynn, with you and me, we've actually become one in the same person today, meaning I don't necessarily have to, quote-unquote, work you. Okay, I can just be you, meaning I can just be in your energy field and take in your natural auric beauty as it is without having to consciously shift you. Does that make sense?
In a sense, yes.
So for me, that's a really big deal because I've always, in this ability of mine to be able to do this, I've always felt like I always have to take on somebody else's energy because naturally I've always wanted to help change people, and energetically I can do that. And so sometimes when I go one-on-one with a person, that is my job, is to actually work and change them. And so, and then I give their energy back to them and, you know, bada boom, bada bing, everything's great. So, but what I'm learning with you today, Lynn, is that today is not the day for me to actually infiltrate your energy into my force field, so to speak, and look around and see what's going on. Today, we're actually like two independent people with our own energy spaces, yet we're coming together in a common energy field to bring a message to the world. Make sense?
Yeah, that's usually the force of radio, but yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at it on a whole other playing field, pun intended, for your football teams. Okay.
Nice.
Now, Lynn, let's get started. Okay, ding, 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 ding. Okay, today, boys and girls, we're going to talk about the word charity. Would you like to know about the word charity, Lynn?
From your definition, sure.
Yes, from my definition. Okay, here we go. Here comes the story. I had to let my love dog in. Her name is Katie. Okay, where am I going to start with this story today, Lynn? How do I say this for all of my listeners out there? You know when you know that you probably don't need another animal, and then all of a sudden another animal shows up, and you go, how the hell did I manifest that?
Been there.
Okay, well, that happened to me again. I guess I'm done with that story. The energy is very slow right now.
Sounds like my computer connection.
Yeah, we need to, I'm literally sitting here going, I feel like I'm walking in quicksand, and I can't get out, and I'm seeing a lot of dark, tarry, crap.
You just described Tuesday.
Really? What happened Tuesday?
No, nothing really. Just a lot. You know how it is when you get a lot of stuff that you think is going to happen a certain way and it doesn't.
Yes.
That's kind of how it was with Tuesday.
Did you move through it?
Oh yeah. You see, it's Wednesday. I made it through. So.
Well, your body's here, but where's your energy at?
I don't know.
Do you want to be specific about what happened on Tuesday?
No, not really. Well, let's just say I got into an argument with somebody that I really care about.
That you really care about, or you really care about?
Really care about.
Oh, so let me put your language back to you. Because I heard carry. So, are you carrying this person that you care about?
Well, it's sort of shared, put it that way.
Shared, okay. Would you like it to be evenly shared now?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. So now I know why I started my introduction this way. Lynn, I cannot get away from you, apparently.
Now you're starting to sound like my ex-wife.
Your energy is still lingering in my force field here.
Now you really sound like my ex-wife.
Would you like to leave your ex-wife in ex-wife... how do I say this? Would you like to leave the energy of your ex-wife in the cemetery of energy of exes?
I thought she was already there, but okay.
Okay, well, she's not. Well, she's getting there. Now, she can stay in her body, okay? We want, you know, that's okay. However, the energy of whatever you shared with her now needs to go to the rest in peace memorial fund of exes and beyond. Ooh, there it is. Ching! My feet just came to the floor. I'm working you, Lynn. Okay, I guess I am working you. Okay, so, and for all my little podcast listeners out there, if you're listening to podcasts or if you're listening live, I'm basically, like, doing a session right now, but doing it in a way that is different to how I would normally do it if I was really with Lynn on the phone. But because I'm actually connected in energetically to Lynn, and he is on my show because he is the executive producer, then in order for my show to carry good energy, then Lynn also has to carry the good energy. So if Lynn is blocked somewhere, then it is my job as the psychic medium energy mover that I am to be able to render aid and assistance if his energy is wanting me to. So I tested it when I first got on the air, and I was like, okay, maybe we can just be two separate entities right now, yet the energy kept coming at me going, no, I don't want to be that yet. I need this. And so, therefore, I had to surrender what my thought was going to be that I was going to do, and then I had to give in to the energy that was pushing me, which was really Lynn's higher self. Lynn, did you know you were that powerful?
Nope, had no idea.
Do you know how much money people pay me just to do this stuff for them?
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. You know, it's just that you're getting it once a week for free. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Thanks.
Yeah. And like I told you before we went on air today, is you don't even have a clue as to what I've done to you over the last several weeks that we've actually been on air. So what I'm asking you today is, are you ready to cash in on the charity that you deserve to have in your life, Lynn?
Sure. Absolutely.
Good. Now we can move. Okay, because my feet are moving now. Okay, so now I can see. How long did that take us? That only took us 10 minutes. Okay, not bad. Okay. So, Lynn, if there's anything in the world that you could have that you would want right now that would change your life, no matter how big or how small, what would it be? What is in your immediate field of attention right now that you need?
Money.
Okay.
Honestly, now, it's money.
And we don't have to know why you need money. So now give me a specific number.
500.
$500. Perfect. Now, in numerology, okay, if you add 5 plus 0 plus 0, then what basically that's lower magic. And so anything can happen when you're working in a thought process of lower magic. Do you believe that?
True.
Okay. Okay. Now let me see where I'm going with this. Do you believe anything can happen in the spirit world?
Sure.
Okay. Do you believe that... God, this is challenging for me. Lynn, I'm really working... Okay, let me explain to the listeners what's happening right now. Lately, or actually ever since I started the radio show, when I get on air, I have not been having a plan of what I'm going to talk about in the physical realm. Like, I don't sit here and go, oh, this is what I'm going to talk about. Okay, right now, I'm working so many energies that also can be personal to myself or Lynn or the listeners out there. I mean, that's what I'm doing. So when I get on air, I just, like, tap into whatever the energy is right then, because that's pretty much what I'm picking up from the collective consciousness also. But we all have our different stories or needs. However, somewhere energetically, I'm still talking about the same thing for the collective consciousness. Okay? Right now, I'm just fixated on Lynn because he's the person I can talk to. Okay? So, and somebody just went, okay, whoever's listening to this. Mm-hmm. All right. So with that said, Lynn, moving forward, I'm basically about to do a full-fledged reading and guiding something because, well, I've already been doing it. Right now, the collective consciousness is struggling between right and wrong. Now, with that said, and we'll get back to the money thing, okay? I'm going to set the energy up, okay?
Got it.
So, really what the collective consciousness is struggling with right now is right and wrong. Because there is this massive movement of light workers who are coming to the forefront to do their work. And what I mean by light workers, it's people like myself or you or whoever is aligning inside of these energies that are really here to do a big, 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 big job. However, there is what I call the darker energies, and it can be a person that appears nice, but their energy is really dark, okay? And you probably have to be a psychic medium to see it or, you know, quite intuitive to tap into that. Yet there's these darker entities that are doing everything they can energetically, socially, politically, or whatever to kind of push down that light so these light workers can't rise to the top. Because if the light workers rise to the top and what I in literally get what they want or came here to do, then the entire planet is going to shift, and it's going to shift for the better. So right now, what I'm noticing in my sessions and in the collective, the energies of the collective, you know, just the collective consciousness, is there's a lot of war going on. And so I'm watching a lot of the light workers like myself take a beating, because we are trying to actually move forward in this energy. And because we're pushing so hard, then it's creating some of these other people out here who are running darker energies to basically grab on and say, I'm not going to let you win and, you know, change people over to the light, or, you know, grow up in their mindset or belief systems or blah, blah, blah. So there's all this, like, this drama happening, okay? And then people like you and me, we're kind of like caught in the middle of it right now, okay? And we're just trying to bring, we're not trying, we are bringing into us what it is that we want, need, and desire, because we need those things in order for us to move forward. So for you, what you need right now, Lynn, is you need $500. Now, none of us need to know why you need $500. The fact of the matter is, you need $500. And so whatever that $500 is going to bring you, okay, is going to change your life, because whatever you need it for is exactly what's in the consciousness of your of who you are right now. And you deserve to have that. So, however, something's blocking it. So do I have permission to go in and look and see what's blocking that $500 coming to you?
Sure.
Okay. This is kind of how I do readings for everybody that's just tuning in. But usually I'm much quicker. Okay, I'm just being a little different because I'm on air here with Lynn. Okay. There's the burp. Okay, see, when I burp, it means I'm clearing something. Okay. Lynn, you don't have to believe what I'm saying, okay? However, I'm going to say it anyway because your energy will understand it. And that's all I care about, because I'm talking to your energy field, not your personality or your mindset. I'm talking to your energy field, okay?
Okay.
You have an ancestral curse that has extended past the dawn ages of time, that has to do with income. Now, let me explain what the income is. The income has to do with anything that has to do in slavery format, where you basically had to enslave yourself to a debt or a judgment or a lifestyle or something in order to get paid. So somewhere etherically in the energy field, your energy has been picking up from the old ancestors that you're going to have to be indebted to someone or have, you know, hardships or blah, blah, blah in order to get the charity of the income or whatever it is that you need to make your life successful. So, however, none of that energy is what you're responsible for, because you're living in the energy of today, 2014, a new energy. But what I keep seeing is that your past energy keeps going back to the past. And I say that appropriately. You don't have to figure it out. If you try to intellectually figure all this stuff out, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
However, you keep intellectually somehow thinking a thought pattern that keeps creating your energy to go back to the past on another timeline instead of staying on the timeline of 2014, November 5th. Make sense? Doesn't have to.
Okay.
Okay, because we all live on different timelines. So I've got to line you up on the timeline of now. So that's what I'm doing. And you're still disassociated because my back is sitting back towards my chair. So you're still a little disassociated, but by the time we get done with this whole show, I'm going to have you fixed, so to speak, okay?
Okay.
Now, if not, we're just going to have to keep going. No, just kidding. Okay, so, ching, ching, ching. Okay, that went in. Okay, now, you are not who you say you are. You're actually someone who you have yet to actually see. So by the time I finish with you today and into the night, because that energy will continue to move, then you're going to see energetically a different side of you, which will enable you to clear whatever this stuff is that's been holding you back. It's a generational thing. Now, let me tell you how I know what I'm talking about. Because you had a bad day on Tuesday, yesterday. I was on the brink of suicide Monday. And I literally mean that. Suicide. I had the worst day I've ever had in my entire existence. And I did not know who I was, what I was feeling, why I was having to take on all this crap and everything that I've been going through in my own life and moving forward and doing all this other kind of stuff. And I literally got to the point where I was like, I'm going to find homes for my animals. I don't even have a place to figure out where I would go if I had to leave this house. I mean, like, there was all this craziness that was going on in my head. And the only time I had ever felt that crazy was when I got basically electrocuted in my sleep, and that's how I became this way. Because there was one moment where I could not control what was going on in my head, and I was living at my parents' house at the time. This was about 3 years ago. And I literally almost decided to jump out the second story window. Schizophrenia. And what stopped me was this guy that I know that was a psychic medium himself, water intuitive. I called him and I said to him, Launcey, I don't know what's happening. I can't do this. And he quickly got into the energy field and he goes, oh my gosh, Shelby, what happened to you? It's like you went into the kitchen and opened all the cabinets and doors and you've got so much energy coming in, you don't know what to do with any of it. And then I told him what happened to me with, you know, basically being electrocuted. And then he quickly had to give me some advice to help control some of that energy that was coming in. So I literally equate him to saving my life that day because I seriously had lost my mind. And for good reason. Because of the energies that came in. And I'm so sensitive to that energy. And I hadn't learned how to control the energy and thought patterns yet. Well, on Monday, I had that kind of moment happen times 10 fucking thousand. And I was not in control of anything emotionally, but my mind was solid. Meaning I was cognizant enough to understand I was in a process. And that I was purging something, and that the real Shelby was still there, but that I was taking on so much bullshit of the collective consciousness that it literally ignited something deep inside my gut that was such a, what I call a demonic curse of ancestral lineage, that I literally felt like I can die today and I will be happy. Because I can't go through this bullshit anymore. It's not worth it. That's what I thought. And I had texted a friend asking her to text somebody to see if he would take my rabbit. I mean, I was literally in the process. Now, granted, in my mind, there was no way that I would physically kill myself. I'm too scared. I'm too chicken shit for that. So physically, I knew I couldn't harm myself. However, what I did know is that I had the ability to, quote unquote, go kill myself out of spirit, because that happened to me when I was doing my 48-day forgiveness journey in 2011, and I was in a lucid dream, and I could literally feel the energy coming up out of my body. And I literally learned how people die and go to heaven because I was doing it. So I literally, even though I was sleeping, I was lucid, I was aware, and my energy started coming out of my toes, moving up my foot, moving into my bottom of my calves, up to my knees, up to my thighs, down into my lower abdomen, all the way up. I could feel it up to my chest, and then all of a sudden, that energy got to my shoulders. I was out of my body. That's how my energy was that far out of my body. When all of a sudden, I felt these hands pushing on my shoulders. And they were literally pushing my energy back into my body. There was a whole group of them, of my spirit people. And in my mind, I started shouting, "What are you doing? Stop it! Let me go! Stop it!" I mean, I was fucking pissed. And they were just holding me. But this one person, this one man, this one guy that was holding me was the one that I was the most pissed at because he was the one that had his hands directly on my shoulders. Well, all of a sudden, I go back all the way into my body. I was livid because it felt good coming out of it. I was going to heaven. I was dying. That's what dying is letting your energy come out of your body. That's death. Okay? Which really is not death. Okay? Because the energy just keeps living. Okay? The body just, you know, goes away. However, the next day, the man that was the psychic that had put me on this 48-day forgiveness journey, he calls me and he says, "I can't believe what you tried to do last night. I had to push you back into your body." He and I hadn't had a conversation about it. He just knew. And I said to him, I said, "What are you talking about?" Because I wanted to question him. How did he know? And he goes, "Because I was there. I was the one with my hands on your shoulders. Didn't you feel me?" And I said, "Yes, motherfucker, I did. And why didn't you let me die?" Those were my words to him on the phone.
Creepy.
And he said, "Yep." And he said, "Because it wasn't your time to go. You just had to know what it felt like to go." And I thought to myself, well, that's cruel, okay? And I never knew why that happened to me until right now, talking to you. Because this is the collective consciousness of a lot of people who are starting to leave their bodies because they no longer want to be here. And some of them just aren't supposed to be here anymore. And that's how they go. And so somewhere in the collective consciousness, I have to let people listening to this podcast understand that when we die, that's how the energy leaves. Well, on Monday, when I was having all those suicidal thoughts and tendencies, and I, all of a sudden I was getting a whole brainwashing moment of what it felt like to be suicidal, what the mindset is of people who are about to commit suicide, I was in that mindset. And then all of a sudden I became in the mindset of what schizophrenia was. I all of a sudden got in the mindset of what mental health issue was about. It was like I was living all of that, and it was horrible. And at the moment I was having all that happen, a friend of mine, I didn't know it at the time, was doing some work on me called Soul Genesis. And I think that's what got me through it. So after we come back from break, I'm going to continue with that. Okay, take it away, Lynn.
Imagine a place far removed from typical radio limitations. Imagine a place where what you want and what you get are the same. A far-reaching place that is not restricted by signal frequency. A radio destination whose shows and their content span the globe. A place where the expression of ideas and opinions are not limited. An experience that defies the structure and restraints of local terrestrial radio. A destination that allows you to be as free-thinking and in control of your own radio choices as if you were behind the controls yourself. Now, imagine it's real. Imagine such a thing exists.
This is crazy!
Welcome to Cosmic Broadcasting. Casting.
Hi, I'm James Brown. I do weather and traffic on KKTV 11 News, but those aren't my only jobs. I am the owner and operator of James Brown DJ Service, serving Colorado Springs on the Front Range for more than 25 years. From weddings and wedding receptions to parties, picnics, and proms, I have the experience to make your event special. I also MC corporate events with more than 20,000 songs of all genres, so let me make your occasion special. My number is 719-597-9197, or send me an email at jbrown3633@aol.com.
Your doctor says you have breast cancer. You feel stunned, scared, confused. But don't let that stop you. You've got work to do. So listen, I'm Shirley Jones. Hit the keyboard and go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet that helps you understand the kind of cancer you have, your treatment options, and all those big words your doctor uses. Breastcancer.org. Go on. Type it in there. It's the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy.
Oh, I just pulled the name.
Pure energy.
That's for you. Okay, Lynn, I'm here with my story because I'm really in the energy here. Okay, so listeners out there, I apologize if this kind of seems discombobulated. I'll know how it sounds once I listen back to it, but apparently this is very important for what's going on in the collective consciousness today. Okay, so that's how I knew what it felt like to die. And so many people are scared of death because death has been given such a negative connotation, because energetically in the collective consciousness, we have murder, we have abuse, we have rape, we have robbery, we have prison. You know, we have assault. I mean, we have law, we have government, we have all of these things that have this negative connotation of energy attached to it. So when somebody is literally wanting to leave their soul and go to a higher space, when I say leave their soul, I'll explain that in a second, and go to a higher space of a frequency or a dimension, then if there's a lot of hatred or heavy energy around or things like that, then it makes it really hard for that person to die, to leave their body, to let that energy go. So if you start paying attention to things astrologically, you will find that a lot of people choose to leave their bodies and cross over to the other side during times of the full moon, because the energy portals and how that energy actually travels to the other higher dimension of of that space and time, it's easier to get in. And so a lot of times during full moons or eclipses or things of that nature, if you look at the obituary section or if you look at your Facebook page or if you look at whatever, you'll start to see that a lot more people have passed during the full moon. And it doesn't mean that you have to pass on the day of the full moon. Okay, it just means that there's a window of opportunity in that energy where you can cross over. So, like, for example, I guess I must be talking about this because a lot of people must be choosing this at this time, because Thursday we have another full moon. And the intention of this full moon is to release and reflect on things that have been heavy in your heart, heavy in your soul, heavy in your spirit, heavy in your energy that no longer needs to be there. It's a good time to let that all go. And then go to a place in your energy field that is higher and safer for you. So for some people, that's going to actually be leaving their physical body, because they might have, it might be an age thing, they might have a disease, or they might be involved in something very, you know, tragic, like a car accident or something like that. Cancel. Okay, and that might be the time where their higher soul self says, oh, this is my time to go, I'm going to go ahead and go. Now, there's people like you and me, Lynn, and things like that, where I know kind of whose energy is staying and things of that nature, because I can just feel it. And so people like you and me, Lynn, this is our time for us to take anything that's been heavy or anything where we feel like we've been persecuted by the ancestral lineage or by our own thought processes or our own belief systems or anything of that nature. And it's time for us to take all that negative energy and get rid of it, because we've got the full moon portal coming in. Now, I am actually making it happen today, because you can actually manipulate energy to help bring things to you sooner, because that way you stay safer energetically. And you don't have to take the hit when the whole collective consciousness taps in. It's called ascension. It's called awakening. It's called when you know how to use all of this information of the power of who we are as a spiritual energetic being, then you can ride on top of the wave of what's happening in the collective consciousness instead of riding under that wave or through the wave. You want to rise and ride on top of the wave. So, Lynn, because you and I are so connected, because I do this radio show once a week, then you have automatically, whether you realize it or not, your energy has already kind of latched on to mine, because my job is to help people rise up their immune system of their energy fields and ride above the wave when these energetic hits come in. So for you to have a bad day yesterday didn't surprise me. I didn't even know that until we got on the air. And this is what I love about doing the show and you're on it, because I'm like, wow, this is cool, because I didn't know these things. And then I had the bad day on Monday. And then you followed right behind and you picked it up on Tuesday. Now, let me tell you that in that instance, that's a good thing, because you're of the light. You're a light worker, okay? You're here to do good. You're here to repent who you are energetically that is no longer yours, and you're open to the movement of that energy. Whereas there are other people, and I'm making up this label for myself for intent and purposes. This is my own Shelby label. But there are what I call black vampire suckers.
Okay.
Meaning they suck the blackness of themselves. That dark, tar, ooey type of stuff it's black inside of them. It looks like tar on a beach. And they suck all that tar in there, which they're sucking in all this negative energy and thought processes or things that it has to do with themselves, and they suck it all in, and then all of a sudden when they realize, oh, I've sucked all this stuff in, and now all of a sudden I feel, you know, heavy and depleted and not joyful, then what happens is there's a little switch that triggers inside of their energy field, and they'll start looking around for anybody like myself or you where they can attach on like a vampire, okay, and start sucking the blood, which is the energy, out of the person that's carrying the light. But they haven't gotten rid of the blackness. So then what happens is you call them energy vampires because they're sucking this energy in a negative way. And if they're sucking good energy out of people that have cleared their darkness but didn't build their immune system energetically, then what you're doing is you're fueling a very negative dark entity to do more dark shit in the world. So my passion in the now is to annihilate that blackness in the energy fields of those people, so we don't have these sucking energy vampires in a negative way. It's okay to suck energy if you're using it in a conglomerative type of a way, like you and me, Lynn, are exchanging energy, and it's all good. Okay, that's fine. Mm. However, when you get this darkness over here, it's called spiritual warfare. And so my job is to make sure that I build the energy immune system of these light worker people who are ascending into a higher state of consciousness, so that evil darkness of other people out there, which has nothing to do with anybody's personality, they might be a nice person, but inside they might be as rotten to the core as anybody, and not for the good. And that might be their lifetime now, okay? And they might not be meant to change now. In this life, they might have to come back and do it in another life. So what I'm saying to you is that you're here to change this light of your ancestral knowledge now, which is why you and I have met. So it doesn't have to be passed on to your children or their children or whatever, even if you're not going to have children. Okay, you're still a father figure energetically somewhere. Okay, and I know you have a daughter. But if it clears in you, it also clears in your daughter, even though she's already born. Mm-hmm. Okay, 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's a gift and a blessing that you can change this so the children don't have to deal with it. Oh, okay, that went in. Okay, now, back to your money. I don't know who all that was for, but if this podcast or show is resonating with you, I would love for you to leave the comments in the comment section, because, like I said last week, I'm really working on getting people to connect in with their stories, because somewhere, at some time, we're all going through the same thing in a whole different way. But it's the same kind of energy frequency, okay? So that's why I don't want people to feel like they're alone. However, it is about making sure that you know who you are as an energy, so you can recognize when you get around darker energies that just want to suck off you negatively, and they have no intent and purpose of shifting who they are inside, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, okay, let me get rid of that energy, and then I'm going to get back to you. Okay, so here's the next question, Lynn. Do you have anything to say about that, Lynn?
No, I was listening to you.
Okay. I just didn't know if you had any feedback.
Nope, nothing yet.
Okay. You will in a minute. Okay. Okay, now let me get into your $500. Okay, You're going to get that really soon if you believe that you can have it just like that. And I just snapped my fingers, okay? Because we are constantly on our timeline manifesting the things to us. So here's what a psychic does. A psychic can actually look at what you have on your timeline, and all they do is they go, oh, look, you have a brand new red Toyota Corolla coming into your vision, and yeah, you might have it in 6 to 8 months. Okay, now I don't know who that was for. Okay, that just came into my head. Okay, but that's what a psychic does. Now, where that can be fun to know what's going to happen, it's not so much fun right now to know that kind of information up front, because the energy is changing so fast. And so the energy is moving so fast that what a psychic might see might not even happen, just because you might go in and change the outcome, because we have free will. And I think it's interesting that your last name is Will Youngs, okay? So what you have to do in this day and time is decide that anything can happen. Now, let me tell you this story about my animal, Charity. I never eat at Jack in the Box. I mean, now I have in the past, but Jack in the Box is not like my go-to restaurant if I want something to eat. And a little over a week ago, I was just, you know, tootling around the house, and I was like, I feel like I need to get something to eat, but I'm not hungry. And all of a sudden, I started seeing in my mind the picture of Jack in the Box. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I got in my car, I drove to Jack in the Box. Once I figured out where the freaking drive-thru was, I ordered like everything on the fucking menu. I mean, I got like, none of it made sense. Okay, I was so not hungry for this. I got an egg roll, curly fries, sugar donuts, and the two tacos. And I thought to myself, why am I ordering this? I must be fried out. Like, that's not the only thing. Do what?
Nothing. I was laughing at your last statement.
Oh. Okay. And I was like, none of this makes sense. So I pull up to the drive-thru window, and this car is in front of me. You know when you go through the drive-thru lens, sometimes they might not have your order, and they tell you just to pull forward, and they'll bring it to you?
Yep.
So apparently, that's what happened to this one woman. Well, she didn't even pull up all the way where I could pull up all the way to pay for my food. So I had to send energy her way to get out of my way. I didn't honk. I just set the intention of, bitch, you need to move. Okay? And so, I used a little bit of anger energy, because that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bitch, you know, and it was a mind thing. And all of a sudden, she starts moving up. I'm like, wow, that worked. Okay? Well, then all of a sudden, I was about to pay, and there's a little planter box outside of the Jack in the Box, and I see this little kitten walking on it. And I'm thinking to myself, it's dark. This lady's in this car. She blatantly sees this cat. It looks emaciated. And then the manager comes out. He sees the cat. Nobody even pays any attention to it. I look at the girl that I was about to pay, and I said, is that a cat? Okay, what a stupid question to ask. Of course it's a cat. Okay, I was like, is that a cat? And she goes, yeah. And I said, how long has that cat been here? It's a kitten. She goes, about 3 weeks. I said, are you feeding it? And she goes, well, maybe a little bit of milk. And I said, well, is it friendly? And she said, yes, I think so. And I said, can I take it? And she goes, yes. Okay, I was 1 week from having to technically move out of this house. And you'll have to go listen to podcasts to figure out my eviction story with this house, okay? And the last thing I needed to do was be bringing an animal in. Normal people wouldn't do that. Psychic medium aligned people, they would do that. So all of a sudden, I mean, I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, I've got to, and I'm not, for people out there, I'm one of those people that I support and help people who do the rescue animal organizations. However, I only bring in animals when it's conducive to what my higher soul purpose is about. Okay? So this isn't like, oh, look, there's an animal. I'm going to go pick it up. Okay? And so I literally opened my car door. There was enough room for me to do it because I'm right there at the drive-thru window. I looked down on the ground, and I shit you not, Lynn, there was a shiny penny on the ground. Now, one day I'm going to tell my penny story. However, the reason why the penny is so important is because every time I've gone through a major transition and I feel like I'm about to lose all of my money or I'm not going to get what I want or I don't know if I can survive in a certain kind of modality, a penny will show up. And so somewhere in my unconscious mind, I manifested a penny on the ground at night. And I looked down, I picked it up, because you can pull things from other dimensions, okay? So I'll talk about that on another show. So I reached down, I pick up that penny, and I immediately walked over to that kitten, and I picked her up, and I put her in my car, and she, I'm telling, emaciated, hip bones sticking out, all sunken in the back, tortoiseshell little kitten. And I remember a friend of mine telling me that I had one more animal that I was going to get. And when I got her, I needed to name her Charity. Because I already had Hope, which is my bunny. And I already had the feral cat that I took in, and I named him Faith. And then I already had my other cat that manifested from the gas station that was a kitten, and named her Angel. So she said, you have your Faith, you have Hope, and you have your Angel. Now you need your Charity. That was months ago. 1 week away from having to move out of this house, Lynn, I finally got my Charity. Now, it came in the form of a cat. And I had to learn how to receive Charity from her, the cat. Because although I took her in and I have given her shelter and I have given her food, she has given me the energy of what Charity is about. And if I hadn't learned from her in these last 4 or 5 days I've had her what that energy of Charity feels like, then how could I receive $500 from somebody? How could I just receive somebody taking me to a dealership and saying, hey, Shelby, what kind of car would you like to drive? I'm going to buy it for you. Or, hey, Shelby, what kind of house would you like to own? I'm going to help you manifest it and get it for you. Or, hey, Shelby, you know, what kind of psychic medium t-shirt do you want to create for your listeners? I'll do it for you. Just give me a reading. Okay? So if I hadn't learned from this little emaciated cat where I already had the synchronicities that I was going to name it Charity, I never would have learned the lesson of Charity. And every day since I've had her, I look at her. She knows her name. I've already gotten her a little collar with her little tag that says Charity. Okay? And she's actually sitting in my office right now on this little chair. Now, her little butt has been runny. Okay? She's got a little squirty butt right now because she's having to readjust her emotional gut system because she went without food for so long because nobody was giving her fucking Charity. And shame on us as a society for not doing that for her. And in the place that I live, the animal services people are on every corner. I mean, I see them all the time. They are so good about picking up any animal that doesn't have shelter. And they do a diligent job of trying to adopt those animals out. And it just blew my mind that this girl knew how long this kitten had been sitting there and how friendly it was. And nobody was really feeding her because she was emaciated. We have to take better care of our animal kingdom. And as a human race, we're a part of that kingdom. And I was glad I was open enough in my belief systems and in my energy to be able to have this story come to me and give her that charity so I could learn it for myself. And it didn't matter that I was a week away from having to relocate where I was going to live. And so when we get to that point as a collective consciousness, we win every time. The light does. Because where light goes, dark cannot get in. But where your light goes, you have to also bring your energy. And that is what's called the ascension. So when people have near-death experiences and they're able to experience what it feels like to go to heaven, and then they have to come back to the planet and they get depressed, because they got a taste of what charity is about, which is being free to just love. And that's what this little kitten is about, is love. And love is not about personal romantic relationships. It's not about whether you love your job. It's just the energy of being and doing love. And that's why when people die, they do wills. Because they want to make sure they have handled all of their earthly business before they cross over. And wills can sometimes help people, but it can also break people apart. Because at the end of the day, everybody's always fighting about money. And where is the charity in the gifts that are given when somebody actually crosses to the other side? And that, as a society, is where we need to go to. Is that when we're choosing to leave that energy field, and we're thinking about what we're going to leave behind, whether it's an energy form, whether it's personal possessions, whether it's a trust fund or anything, we've got to give it in a gift of affection and love. So when we go, we are clear with that, and we don't have to come back and fix what we didn't do. Whew. And I think I'm done.
That's a lot.
So this was a heavy session, okay, about death and dying, because the full moon's coming on Thursday. So any thought patterns, belief systems, ancestral lineage you don't want to carry anymore, and you want to bring into you what you have, which is your $500, release it now so that money will show up. And thank you for listening, and you can visit my website at thetexaspsychicmedium.com. Look at my YouTube videos, my blog, obviously the podcast, leave your comments, and we will see you next week. What do you have to say, Lynn?
Good show.
Good show. We'll see you next week.